From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. And with the Heart and Soul Boogie by Mr. Bobby Mizell, we get back into another edition of our program, The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, coming to you from Birmingham, Alabama, presented by the Birmingham Record Collectors. I've been looking forward to this show. This is going to be fun. We put together, the title is Sin Songs. And Joe, you may have to explain that and then explain yourself.
I'm going to tell you about John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. Well, we're going to talk about sin, those actions for which there is a commandment, like murder, adultery, coveting, or idolatry, or those seven deadly sins that are fatal to spiritual progress, like sloth, gluttony, greed, and lust. They're all tied up together, and Guy Clark hits on a few of them in a song called Too Much from his CD called Boats to Build.
Too much trouble to bring you heartbreak. Too much gravy to make you fat. Too much rain to ruin your hat. Too much coffee to race your heart tick. Too much road to make you homesick. Too much money to make you lazy. Too much whiskey to drive you crazy. Too much just ain't enough. Too much ain't near enough. Breathing's got the only thing I do. Ain't enough now. Too much limo to stretch your budget. Too much diet to make you fudgy. Too much bluff to make you show it. Too much pressure to make you blow it. Hey, too much onion to make you weepy. Too much preaching to make you sleepy. Too much Mexican food will fill you. Too much honky tonk will kill you. Too much just ain't enough. Too much ain't near enough. Get you ticket. Too much dog will make you kick it. Too much hiding out will find you. Too much you know what will blind you. Too much wristwatch make you hurry. Too much waiting will make you worry. Too much smoking will give you cancer. Too much cocaine ain't the answer. Too much just ain't enough. Too much ain't near enough. Ain't enough now. Too much walking to wear your shoes out. Too much juice will blow your fuse out. Too much time will fill your hands up. Too much speed will wire the band. Too much chip bruise your shoulder. Too much birthday make you older. Too much math is always lost. Too much fun is always cost. Too much just ain't enough. Too much ain't near enough. Freedom's about the only thing I do. Too much of ain't enough. Too much. Too much. All it was. Freedom's about the only thing I do. Too much of ain't enough. All right.
From the good guys.
BRC.
Money is discussed quite often in the Bible. And from 1 Timothy 6:10, we read, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." So the song by Barrett Strong, "Money, That's What I Want," is a good example of sin songs. Born in West Point, Mississippi, Barrett Strong was the first artist to have a hit for Berry Gordy's Motown studio. Strong was among the first artists signed to Berry Gordy's Motown Corporation and was the performer on the company's first hit, "Money, That's What I Want." It reached number 2 in the R&B charts in 1960. The single was originally released on Tamla, but then was leased out to Anna as it was getting more airplay. And it was on the Anna label that it became the hit. It has sold over 1 million copies, and it was awarded a gold disc by the RIAA. Money was later recorded by a number of acts, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Kingsmen, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Searchers, the Sonics, and Buddy Guy. We know for sure that Berry Gordy and Janie Bradford wrote the song, but Barrett Strong claims that he helped write it too, but Gordy disputes that, saying that his name appeared on there because of a clerical error. But whatever reason it appeared or not, this is one of my favorite songs, "Money, That's What I Want," Barrett Strong.
This group made their debut in 2011 with the album Hell on Wheels. Their nicknames were Lone Star Annie, Hippie Annie, and Holler Annie. They were also known as Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley. But what we'll listen to now is from their second album, Annie Up. Here's the Pistol Annies with one of their best, I Feel a Sin Coming On.
I feel a sin coming on. I feel a wrath that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a sin coming on. I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a low, going down like champagne. I got a feeling it's gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one to blame. And you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation all over. mix it up with some strong. I feel the sin,
I feel the sin
coming on. Please, Jesus, don't hold me back. I know it ain't mine, but I want it so bad. The smoke in the whiskey's got me. They're all fading to black, and you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation all over the place. Give me tall, dark, and handsome. Mix it up with some strong. I feel the sin.
I feel the sin.
Steal Away by Jimmy Hughes. Jimmy Hughes was born in Layton, Alabama, and began singing in gospel quartet until he was 27 years old. After that, he started doing soul and R&B and signed with Fame Studio. There he wrote and recorded this mega hit in May 64. A couple of other good songs by him you may want to listen to is Why Not Tonight and Neighbor Neighbor. Now Jimmy Hughes sings Steal Away.
I've got to see you somehow, not tomorrow, right now. I know it's late, whoa, I can't wait, so come on and steal away. Start thinking, trying to make up your mind. Your folk are sleeping. Let's not waste any time. I know it's late. Whoa, I can't wait. So come on and steal away. Please steal away. Asking this song.
Sturgill Simpson has only two albums to his credit, but has already been compared to Waylon Jennings. Simpson served 3 years in the U.S. Navy and self-funded his first release, High Top Mountain. Here is Railroad of Sin by Sturgill Simpson.
Enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
BRC.
Hi, this is John Adair with the Ramrods. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with my friends from the Birmingham Record Collectors.
BRC.
Music now!
I'm sure everyone remembers Elvis' hit song, One Night. The song it came from was written by Smiley Lewis and was entitled One Night of Sin. In 1957, Elvis did record the original song as written, but it was not released until 1983. With the very suggestive lyrics the original version had, the folks at RCA thought better of releasing it. But after Elvis made some lyrical changes himself, the producers recorded it and released the version that we remember. But we're talking about sin songs here, so we'll play the original recording Elvis did. And a little warning for the grammar Nazis out there. Beware. You'll hear not double negatives, but triple negatives. I ain't never did no wrong. One Night of Sin, Elvis Presley.
It makes me feel so ashamed.
myself to blame. Always live very quiet life. Ain't never did no wrong. Now I know that very quiet life is causing me nothing but harm. One night of sleep is what I'm now feeling. The things I did and I saw
Next song comes from a well-known Bible verse. For the love of money is the root of all evil. The hit went on to number 3 on the R&B charts and number 9 on the Billboard's Pop Singles chart in the spring of 1974. It was nominated for the Best R&B Vocal in 1975 at the Grammys, but lost out to the song Tell Me Something Good by Rufus. Now see if you remember For the Love of Money by the OJs. Thank you.
Percy Sledge with a great version of a classic Dan Penn song, At the Dark End of the Street. There may be many more than myself that can maybe relate to this soulful ballad. Several other songs by Percy he recorded, When a Man Loves a Woman, giant hit, and Warm and Tender Love. Percy passed this April, age 74. Let's now enjoy a fine piece of the musical legacy that he left us, At the Dark End of the Street.
That's where we always meet, hiding in shadow where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Still the dark end of the street. They gonna find us. They gonna find us. They gonna find us. Oh, someday. You and me at the dark end. And my chairs will roll downtown. If we should meet, just walk around. Oh, darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll meet at the dark end. Oh.
Dan Baird wrote our next song, an all-out rocker that hit number 2 in 1986. Here's the Georgia Satellites, respecting that no means no, with Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old. Always no huggy-nuggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Told me a story about
your hands to yourself.
Music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly, right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Hi, this is Doug Heath from Paul Revere's Raiders. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray the DJ too.
BRC.
Alden Allen Bunn, who became known as Tar Heel Slim, was a member of the doo-wop group named the Larks. But for you doo-wop enthusiasts out there, this is not the LA group that had Don Julian as a member. This is another one. Tar Heel would later do some managerial and guitar work before attempting a solo career. He then teamed up with Anna Lee Sanford, forming a group called The Lovers. Later on, these two would marry. They would release some 45s, with the artist being listed as Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann. One of those recordings is what we have for you now, following our theme of sin songs. Here's It's a Sin, Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann.
You forgot me.
This doo-wop giant was first recorded in Austin, Texas in 1958 by the Slades and went on to reach number 42 on the Billboard charts. But because of distribution rights, the song was then recorded by the Shields out of L.A., their only recording. And now here's the Shields singing, "You Cheated."
You cheated, you lied, you said that you loved me. You cheated, you lied, you said that you want me. Oh,
"You're Hot," sings Jerry Reed, a songwriter, singer, guitarist, actor that gave us some entertaining and humorous songs. The Seeing Gambling, Shooting Craps, Rolling Them Galloping Dominoes, Tossing Them Dice, all of those above. A song that earned a Grammy Award for Best Male Performance in 1971. Jerry left us in 2008. With his wealth of work, we enjoy one of his best, a number one on the country charts in 71. When you're hot, Jerry Reed.
John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not."
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot."
He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, "Hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 all year if you get me out of this spot."
So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you were hot, you were hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, Judge, over the old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your on the arm. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court?
The Beatles gradually saw through the scam of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was all the rage as a spiritual leader in 1967. Something about all those Rolls Royces. Here's Baby You're a Rich Man by the Beatles.
With the Golden Head was the Coasters' first song not to make the R&B charts after their first four had. But I guess the white kids liked it since it went to number 64 on the U.S. pop charts. Here's a guy who bought an idol to find out where his girlfriend was and what to do about her. The sin we're talking about here is idolatry. He even sings about praying to this idol. Let's see how his love affair with this girl, the one he calls Bigfoot May, turns out as the Coasters sing to their idol, the idol with the golden head.
Bought myself an idol with a golden head.
Great big idol with the golden head.
Put it on a shelf right above my bed.
Great big idol with the golden head.
Got down on my knees and began to pray.
Great big idol with the golden head.
I said, idol, tell me where's my Bigfoot May.
Great big idol with the golden head.
The idol Idol's eyes began to wink and blink.
Great big Idol with the golden head.
He said, hold on, Jim, give me time to think.
Great big Idol with the golden head.
The lightning flashed and the idol did speak.
Great big Idol with the golden head.
He said, your Bigfoot Macy's down a catfish creek. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin'
yeah,
and a rollin'.
She's rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'. Poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin'.
I said goodbye to the idol sittin' on my shelf.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
Went down to the creek to see for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I parked my car and I looked around.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
There was a mess of empty beer cans laying on the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I peeked through the door and my hair turned gray.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
In the middle of the floor, that was Bigfoot May. Rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin'
yeah,
rollin'.
She was rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin' and rollin'. Hoppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a
I went back to the house, I was feeling so blue.
Great big Idol with the golden head.
I said, tell me, Idol, what am I going to do?
Great big Idol with the golden head.
He said, I got the answer, there's only one way.
Great big Idol with the golden head.
You got to learn to do the boogie with your Bigfoot May. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and
yes, rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'. Hoppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a hoppin'.
This song was written and recorded by Bob Marley, a reggae singer from Jamaica. He sang that he killed the sheriff in self-defense, but he did not shoot the deputy. It was released in 1973, but the version we'll hear today was a monster hit by Eric Clapton in 1974. Here's I Shot the Sheriff.
Reflexes got the better of me. sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Oh no, I shot the sheriff.
One of the good things about the Southland is wonderful.
Little Richard says, "Oh, my Linda, she's a solid sinner," in his hit song, Slippin' and Slidin', Peepin' and Hidin'. This was a B-side of Long Tall Sally. I couldn't get the Rumors record rack fast enough in 1956 to get that one I needed. It was what we call a two-sider. Two great hits on one record. Little Richard on specialty label, Slippin' and Slidin', Peepin' and Hidin'.
Randy Newman seems to always get at something true in a song, usually with some humor. He says it all in the title of our next song, It's Money That I Love.
Thank you.
heart and soul of rock and roll, VRC Radio.
Our next sin song is Thou Shalt Not Steal by Dick and Dee Dee, written by John D. Loudermilk and first recorded and released by him. Thou Shalt Not Steal takes the eighth commandment from the Bible and uses it to sing about a guy stealing another guy's girlfriend. Dick and Dee Dee's version was released in 1964 and made it to number 13 on the U.S. pop charts. Loudermilk's version from 1962 charted at number 73. In 1969, the New Beats released a version, but it only made it to number 128. Taken from Exodus 20, verse 15, Thou shalt not steal.
There you certainly have a lot of sin, or songs. Hope you enjoyed those. Sin songs on the heart and soul of rock and roll. It shows we'll go anywhere. Looking ahead, it's going to be days of the week. And that's going to be a way that we're going to look at song titles that have various days of the week. I'm a little curious as to which day of the week more songs have been written about. Maybe we'll discover that as we run through the list. In any case, after that, you're going to have to get ready for Halloween. And we're going to get ready early because we're going to have Halloween music starting a week early before Halloween gets here to kind of get you in the mood. Beyond that, we're going to look at music that's been used in advertising. It's funny that you sell folks something that they might be interested in by playing a song that they can relate to. So we'll be looking at those used in some recent advertising. You'll find the music is not as recent as the products. And then instrumentals will be the subject. Some of the great instrumental songs that have been released down through the years. You'd think we've run out of subjects. Never going to happen. We're going to look at colors when we get into December. That's right, colors. And colors appear in a lot of song titles. So make your plans to join us for that. And then, of course, Christmas comes early, as we'll be presenting some music for you the week before Christmas to help you kind of get in the mood. All that upcoming on the heart and soul of rock and roll. But for now, that's going to wrap this one up. We thank you for joining us and hope that your sins may be many or small or something. I don't know. Help, get me out of here, Bobby. The Birmingham Record Collectors Club, and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the heart and soul of rock and roll. a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.